Right, welcome back everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely. Always ready to dive in.
Awesome. Well, today we're going deep into the world of hidden security cameras.
Ooh.
Yeah, pulling from this really interesting article that came out recently,
Yeah.
kind of a blend of cutting-edge tech and, a little bit of that spy thriller vibe,
Oh,
right?
for sure.
So, we're going to uncover how these cameras are getting so tiny and so good at blending in.
Yeah.
We'll look at where they're being used, some of which might surprise you.
Definitely.
And also, can't shy away from it, what it all means for privacy and security in our everyday lives.
Right, the big questions.
Yeah. So, when we talk about hidden cameras, we're not talking about those clunky CCTV systems of the past.
Oh no, not at all.
Right.
These are totally different. We're talking about practically invisible surveillance.
Like embedded in everyday objects.
Because
It's wild. I mean, this article mentioned some pretty crazy examples like cameras hidden in smoke detectors, wall clocks,
Oh yeah.
even light bulbs.
It's amazing how far things have come.
It's like something out of a James Bond movie.
Right. And the technology is just incredible. We're not talking about those grainy, low-resolution cameras anymore.
Okay, it's not just like seeing blurry shapes moving around.
No, not at all. We're talking high-definition video,
Wow.
night vision, even wireless connectivity.
All packed into these tiny little devices.
Yeah, imagine a camera so small it could fit in a button.
That's insane.
But it can stream live footage straight to your phone.
That is mind-blowing.
Okay.
But beyond the cool factor, I mean, there have to be some practical reasons for why this tech is taking off, right?
Absolutely.
Besides just being really cool.
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
Enhanced security, for one, you can monitor your home, your business,
Right.
without anyone even realizing they're being watched. It's a total game changer, especially for things like preventing, say, internal theft.
Ah, okay, so instead of deterring someone from doing something bad, it's more about catching them in the act.
Yeah, you could say that.
Like a silent witness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because they're so discreet, they don't ruin the aesthetics of a space.
Yeah, that's true. No more ugly security cameras sticking out like a sore thumb.
Right.
So it's like you get the security without sacrificing the look of your place.
Exactly.
Okay. But I'm curious, beyond homes and businesses, where else are these hidden cameras popping up? The article hinted at some less obvious places.
Oh yeah, it gets pretty interesting. We're seeing them in a wide range of settings. I mean, of course, you have the usual suspects, retail stores, offices,
Right.
but then you have public spaces like parks, transportation hubs, even event venues.
Wow, so it's not just about private property anymore.
No, not at all. And that raises some pretty big questions,
Yeah,
right?
like, are we heading towards a future where we're basically under surveillance everywhere we go?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah, and where do we draw the line between security and privacy? It's a tricky balance.
For sure. And the applications go even further. The article mentioned schools are starting to use these cameras.
Really?
Yeah, in classrooms even.
Wow, that feels a bit controversial.
Oh, it definitely is. There are a lot of concerns about student privacy and how it might impact the learning environment.
Yeah, you can see how that could be a slippery slope. And what about healthcare? I mean, those are environments where privacy is so important.
Right, absolutely. And there are definitely concerns about patient confidentiality and potential misuse. Imagine, cameras hidden in examination rooms or in places where they store medication.
Yeah, that's a bit unnerving. So it seems like this technology is really pushing us to rethink our whole idea of privacy.
It is.
But before we dive too deep into the ethics of it all, I want to geek out a little bit about the tech itself.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
The article talked about some seriously advanced features, like AI-powered analytics, 4K resolution, wireless connectivity. What does all that even mean?
Well, it means these cameras are going way beyond just recording footage.
Right.
We're talking about cameras that can analyze what they see in real time. They can recognize faces, detect motion,
Wow.
and even send you alerts based on specific events.
So it's like having a super smart security guard
Yeah.
who never sleeps.
Exactly.
And what about this 4K resolution? Is that like a big deal?
Huge difference. Think about the grainy security camera footage you see on the news sometimes.
Yeah.
4K resolution is like watching a movie in high definition. You can zoom in and see tiny details,
Wow.
which could be crucial for investigations and things like that.
So it's not just about catching someone in the act, it's about getting super clear evidence.
Precisely.
Okay, and then there's this wireless connectivity thing. What's the big deal with that?
That's what really makes these cameras so powerful.
Okay.
You can get real-time alerts on your phone if there's any suspicious activity. You can access live footage from anywhere, check in on your property, even control the cameras remotely. It's like having eyes everywhere.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
But with all these options and features, I imagine it could be overwhelming to figure out what kind of system you actually need.
Oh, definitely. There are a few key things to think about when you're considering discrete cameras.
Okay, like what?
Well, first of all, placement is key. You need to figure out where you actually need discrete monitoring.
So it's not about just putting cameras everywhere.
Right, it's about being strategic.
I see.
Like for a home, it might be entry points.
Yeah.
For a store, it might be areas with high value merchandise.
Right, where things are most vulnerable.
Exactly. And then you also want to make sure the system integrates well with your existing tech.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
You don't want a bunch of incompatible devices.
No.
So, for example, if you have a smart home setup,
yeah,
you'll want cameras that you can control through your smart home hub.
So it's all streamlined.
Exactly. And finally, and this is really important, legal compliance. You need to make sure you're following all the privacy laws in your area.
Right. So it's not just about the cool tech. It's about using it responsibly.
Absolutely. You don't want to end up breaking the law while trying to improve your security.
That's a great point. So it's not just about the technology. It's about being smart and ethical about how we use it.
Exactly.
And it sounds like this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah. We've only scratched the surface here.
So there's much more to explore in this world of hidden cameras.
Definitely.
All right. Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive, from the incredible tech to the practical uses and, of course, those ethical questions that we can't ignore.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about.
It is, but that's what makes it so fascinating.
Absolutely.
All right, so in the next part of our deep dive, we'll go even deeper into how these discrete cameras are being used in various sectors.
Yeah, we'll look at specific examples.
We'll uncover some surprising uses, and we'll delve deeper into those ethical and societal implications.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with part two.
All right, so welcome back, everyone. As promised, we're going to get into the specifics of how these discrete cameras are being used in various sectors.
Yeah, let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we touched on homes and businesses earlier, but I'm curious to hear about specific examples. Like, where are people actually putting these things?
Well, just think about your average home.
Okay.
The article mentioned those smart doorbells, you know, the ones with built-in cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Those are becoming super popular.
Yeah, you see them everywhere.
It's a simple way for people to see who's at the door, you know, deter package thieves.
Right, right. It's like a high-tech people.
Exactly. And these cameras aren't just limited to entryways anymore.
Oh, so where else are people putting them?
Well, inside the home, too. Think about those clocks, the speakers, picture frames.
The ones we talked about could be hidden cameras.
Exactly. They could all be discreetly monitoring a room.
So it's like, you could keep an eye on things even when you're not home. Like if you have a babysitter or a pet sitter.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons people are using them, for that extra peace of mind.
Right. Makes sense. And it's not just about watching people.
Right.
You could keep an eye on pets.
Right.
Even elderly relatives who might need some help.
Exactly. The applications are pretty diverse.
Okay. So we talked about homes. What about businesses?
Businesses. Oh, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
The article talked a lot about retail spaces, especially in areas where, you know, they're worried about theft.
Right.
Imagine like cameras hidden in smoke detectors.
Oh, wow.
Or even built into the shelves.
You'd never even know they're watching you.
Right.
So they can keep an eye on things without making customers feel like they're being spied on.
Yeah, it's all about that balance.
Right. You don't want people to feel uncomfortable while they're shopping.
And the same thing goes for offices, too. You know, they might use them to monitor sensitive areas.
Like where they keep the money or important documents.
Exactly. Things like that. So they can maintain security without, you know, creating a big brother atmosphere for their employees.
Right. It's all about using the technology responsibly.
Absolutely.
Okay. But let's move beyond the typical places, right? The article mentioned public spaces.
Yes. Public spaces.
That's where things get a bit more complicated.
It does, doesn't it? Think about parks, transportation hubs, even like concert venues and stadiums.
Places where we generally expect some level of privacy.
Right, exactly. And as these cameras become more common in those areas,
yeah,
it really does raise questions about, you know, how much security is too much? Where do we draw the line?
Yeah, it feels like we're entering uncharted territory here.
Yeah.
So what are some of the examples that the article talked about?
Well, they talked about walking through a park, right? and those lampposts that you see. They could have
Whoa.
cameras hidden inside
Wow.
or waiting for a bus at a station, and the cameras are actually embedded in the structures around you.
You wouldn't even know they're there.
It's a pretty subtle shift in how we experience public spaces, and it's definitely not without its concerns.
No, it really makes you think about whether we're becoming too accustomed to the idea of constant surveillance. But the article didn't stop at public spaces. It talked about even more sensitive areas, like schools.
Ah, yes, the use of discrete cameras in schools.
Yeah.
Very controversial topic.
Yeah, and for good reason. I mean, putting cameras in classrooms to monitor students, that feels like a real invasion of privacy.
It definitely raises some big ethical questions. And what about healthcare facilities?
Yeah, healthcare. I mean, privacy is absolutely essential in those environments.
Absolutely.
So how are these cameras being used there?
Well, they can be valuable for things like monitoring patient care,
Okay.
making sure everything's running smoothly.
Right.
But there are concerns about patient confidentiality, you know, making sure the footage isn't misused.
Yeah, imagine having cameras in examination rooms. That's a bit unsettling.
It is, and it highlights that tricky balance between security and individual rights.
Right. And the stakes are so high in a healthcare setting.
Yeah.
So we've covered a lot of different applications here, from the everyday to the pretty sensitive. It's clear that these cameras are becoming more and more common. But what does it all mean for the future of privacy and security? Like, what's the big takeaway here?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that this technology is forcing us to really rethink our relationship with privacy. It's no longer just about physical spaces. It's about our personal data, our right to move through the world without feeling like we're constantly being watched.
It's like we're entering a whole new era of surveillance,
We are.
and we need to figure out how to navigate it responsibly.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive. And I think it's time to move beyond the what of these hidden cameras and really get into the so what, you
Yeah,
know.
the big picture.
Yeah, we've seen how they work, where they're being used.
Right.
But the question is, what does it all actually mean for us? Like, as individuals and as a society?
It's a big question, and I think you're right. It's the most important one. I mean, this whole conversation about hidden cameras, it's forcing us to look at our ideas about privacy and security in a whole new light.
Yeah, it's not just about protecting our homes or our businesses anymore.
No, it goes way beyond that. We're talking about our personal data, our right to just exist in public without feeling like someone's always watching.
And that's kind of a scary thought, right? Like, at what point does the desire for safety start to, you know, chip away at our freedoms?
Exactly. It's a really delicate balance. And, you know, the article we talked about, it brought up some valid concerns about the potential for misuse with all this technology.
Like, what kind of misuse are we talking about?
Well, as these cameras get more advanced, more interconnected,
Yeah.
the risk of data breaches or unauthorized access goes up.
So it's not just about someone spying on you through a camera. It's about someone getting their hands on all this data that's being collected.
Exactly. And that data can be incredibly personal.
So what can we do about it? I mean, it feels like we're kind of at the mercy of this technology.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I think transparency is a big part of the solution. People need to know if they're being recorded, especially in public spaces.
So, like, clear signs, public awareness campaigns.
Exactly. We need open conversations about how these cameras are being used, and we need clear guidelines and regulations.
Yeah, so it's not just about the tech itself. It's about how we use it and what kind of safeguards we put in place.
Absolutely. And those safeguards, they need to address the legal and ethical side of things too.
So it's not just a job for the tech companies. It's something that lawmakers, privacy advocates, everyone needs to be involved in.
I think so. We need to be pushing for stronger privacy laws, making sure data is encrypted and stored securely, and holding people accountable for how this technology is used.
It's a call to action, really.
It is.
We can't just sit back and let this happen without asking questions. We need to be informed, we need to be engaged, and we need to be vocal about what we expect when it comes to privacy and security.
I completely agree. The decisions we make today, they're going to shape the kind of world we live in tomorrow.
And hopefully it's a world where security doesn't come at the expense of our freedoms. A world where technology works for us, not against us.
Well said.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dives into the world of hidden cameras.
It's been a fascinating journey.
It really has. We've covered the incredible technology, the different ways it's being used, and those really important ethical considerations. Hopefully this has given everyone listening a lot to think about,
mm-hmm.
and maybe even spark some conversations of your own.
Absolutely. The more we talk about these issues, the better equipped we'll be to navigate this new landscape.
That's right. Awareness is key.
Awareness and action.
Absolutely. And on that note, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and as always, thanks for listening.